Today is the 28th of February, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together, and as we continue our journey through the scriptures. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you. Welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, or you simply want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you could follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Loving God, today, let me go out to the work of another day, still surrounded by your wonderful kindness, still pledged to your loyal service, still standing in your strength and not on my own. Let me today be a Christian not only in my words but in also in my deeds. Let me follow bravely in the footsteps of my master, wherever they may lead. Let my thinking be clear, my speech direct and open, and my action courageous and sensitive. Father, today I also pray for those who'll be faced with any great decision they need to make. I pray for all who are shaping public opinion in our time, for all who write what other people read, for all who hold high the lamp of truth in a world of ignorance and sin, for all whose hands today might fall idle, and for all who have no place to lay their head. Lord Jesus, who for my sake and my brothers and sisters did without any earthly comfort and fullness, don't ever let me live for myself again. Amen. 1 Samuel 29 verse 10. Now then, rise early in the morning, you and the servants of your Lord who came with you, and go to the place that I have appointed for you. As for the evil report, do not take it to heart, for you have done well before me. Start early in the morning and leave as soon as you have light. In our chapter today, David and his men are meant to be marching out to war with the armies of the Philistines. But the Philistine lords have decided that it's not prudent for David to join them, and David obviously takes exception. He takes offense. But Achish gently tells him to wind his neck in because, as far as he's concerned, David has nothing to be worried about, and that he, Achish, is happy with David's service. And it got me wondering how we respond to negative comments and negative criticisms. I think often, like David, we take negative criticism so personally. We ask, "What have I done to deserve this?" And then we respond, often in anger, but certainly without thinking about the person or the criticism. So how should we respond to those who are negative towards us? I think the first thing is to stop, pause, and take a breath. Do not respond straight away. And keep James 1:19 in mind as you work through what you're feeling. James writes, "You must understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger." And the second thing is, part of that verse of everybody being quick to listen, is consider what the person has said. Is there any truth to it? What place is the person criticizing you coming from? And could this be used as an opportunity to grow the relationship between the two of you? Because so often people say and do things that are meant actually for our good, but it come across really negatively. And finally, and this is probably more the most important thing of the lot, is could this be used as an opportunity to reflect Christ in how we deal with this? In other words, could this be an opportunity to show grace, to show love, and to show mercy? You see, it's easy for us to get bitter and twisted, but our goal as Christians is to be more like Christ, and that includes when we receive criticism. Take a breath it's not the end of the world. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 1 Samuel chapter 29. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the New Revised Standard Version, and today I'm reading 1 Samuel chapter 29. Now the Philistines gathered all their forces at Aphek, while the Israelites were encamped by the spring that is in Jezreel. As the Lord of the Philistines were passing on by hundreds and by thousands, and David and his men were passing on in the rear with Achish, the commanders of the Philistines said, "What are these Hebrews doing here?" Achish said to the commander of the Philistines, "Is this not David, the servant of King Saul of Israel, who has been with me now for days and years? Since he deserted to me, I found no fault in him to this day." But the commanders of the Philistines were angry with him. And the commanders of the Philistines said to him, "Send the man back, that he may return to the place that you have assigned to him. He shall not go down with us to the battle, or else he may become an adversary to us in the battle. For how could this fellow reconcile himself to his Lord? Would it not be with the heads of the men here? Is this not David, of whom they sing to one another in dances? Saul has killed his thousands, and David his tens of thousands." Then Achish called David and said to him, "As the Lord lives, you have been honest, and to me it seems right that you should march out and in with me in the campaign. For I found nothing wrong with you for the day of your coming to me until today. Nevertheless, the Lord do not approve of you. So go back now, and go peaceably. Do nothing to displease the lords of the Philistines." David said to Achish, "But what have I done? What have you found in your servant from the day I entered your service until now, that I should not go and fight against the enemies of the Lord my king?" Achish replied to David, "I know that you are as blameless in my sight as an angel of God. Nevertheless, the commanders of the Philistines have said he shall not go up with us to the battle. Now then, rise early in the morning, you and the servants of your Lord who came with you, and go to the place that I appointed for you. As for the evil report, do not take it to heart, for you have done well before me. Start early in the morning, and leave as soon as you have light." So David set out with his men early in the morning, to return to the land of the Philistines. But the Philistines went up to Jezreel. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those words that we've read in our chapter today. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for our spouses, our partners, our better halves, for want of a better phrase. So let's pray, shall we? Loving God, we come to you today asking for your direction and your guidance in our relationships. Help us to be strong in our commitment to each other and to grow closer together as we draw near to you. Give us the courage to be honest with each other. Show us how to extend grace and forgiveness when needed, and how to speak kindly even in difficult times. As we look for you in our lives, may we always remember that you are at the center of our relationship. Give us insight into each other's needs so that we may meet them in healthy ways. Open our hearts so that we can openly share about all aspects of our lives. Bless us with patience during moments of conflict. And teach us how to handle disagreements, Lord, without tearing each other apart and tearing each other down. Lord, let your presence bring peace into every chaotic situation. And remind us how blessed we truly are when we rely on you. In Jesus' name, amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.